many of the roads on the islands, and in particular we'll mention Aranmore and Torrey Island, they are non-county roads, therefore Donegal County Council do not have control of those roads. And I suppose up until 2010 or 2011, there were finances available through the Local Improvement Scheme, which was administered by Donegal County Council, and the Bota Asha Scheme, which is administered by Udras na Gaeltacht. They have dried up, and as such now, the only source of funding for roads that are not under the stewardship of Donegal County Council on the islands is through Roinn na Gaeltacht. And to be fair to Roinn na Gaeltacht, the level of funding that they are awarding to islands is pitiful in the extreme. And it is not allowing us as councillors, or indeed as people that live on islands throughout our county, to address the many massive problems that exist on our island roads and the networks that are there.
And it's not just for locals. I mean, you highlighted yourself the popularity of lighthouses on both Torrey and Aranmore Island, but as the roads engineer himself said, they're almost inaccessible.
Well, absolutely. And if we speak for a second about the lighthouse road in Aranmore, a road I'd be fairly familiar with. There are craters, massive craters in that road, and it's something that will require a substantial amount of money because it is a long road. Torrey Island is similar, although the amount of money needed wouldn't be as large. And given the, I suppose, advertising and tourism initiative that Irish Lights have taken on in regards to the lighthouses which they own throughout the country, there are people now who holiday in various parts of our island to look at lighthouses each year because they are of a significant tourist and historical nature. And to be fair, the roads leading to both lighthouses on Torrey and Aranmore are not up to standard. And we are pretty much begging Roinn na Gaeltacht and the Minister of the day, Sean Kane, to allocate funding towards the islands in our county so that they can be brought up to a standard that is only acceptable and that is, I suppose, something that people would be used to on the mainland, but because they're living on an island community, they are not given or awarded the same level of funding, something which needs to be urgently addressed and something which we will be asking the minister and the department to do.
Last year, less than a kilometre of roads between the two big islands was resurfaced, a bit of drainage work done, but it's been years and years since any significant money has been spent on the smaller islands. They must feel right at the end of the queue.
Well, correct. And if we look at islands where there may have been pier works or cranes and things like that erected over the years, the only way that those roads were upgraded, and we'll say in islands like Inishbofin or Gola Island, would be that the contractor who would be charged with putting in place a new pier would then fix the road afterwards. So what needs to be done is that a funding or revenue stream needs to be created by the department, which will see smaller islands having road improvements carried out. And when those improvements are carried out, then the council could possibly take the stewardship or ownership of the road, which would effectively mean that we can then allocate monies to it.